We do have one last panel for this year's Entertainment Law Institute program. Everything's Bigger in Texas, a Texas live event GC roundtable. So if I can get moderator Stephen Starks heading up here, I know people are probably a bit exhausted from all of the amazing information we've been taking in. But while he makes his way up to the stage with his panelists, let me tell you a little bit about Stephen. He is a live events and media executive and advisor who currently serves as Vice President, Legal Affairs at Concerts at Live Nation Entertainment, where he focuses on drafting and negotiating artist agreements concerning tours headlined by the biggest acts in the music business and negotiating arena and stadium venue license agreements for tours promoted by Live Nation. Prior to that, he spent approximately 15 years as a sports executive and lawyer focusing on representing venues, leagues, and athletes. I also know Stephen for his work with the Test Law Council. Sorry to have you guys scrambling to get up here, but excellent work, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for all who are still in attendance. I know it's been a long day, but it's a privilege to serve as the last panel for what I think has been just an incredible couple days of panels and information around legal issues in the law. Thanks to all the folks who are involved in putting this together, and thank you for having us and Amy and giving us the opportunity to come up here and speak to you all today. I am honored to be moderating this panel with our distinguished guests, folks that I've gotten to know recently as we prepared for this, and Monica, I'll start with you. Monica is the executive director, Monica Paul, of the Dallas Sports Commission. I'll get back to you in a second and let you describe exactly what you do as part of your introduction. And then I'm sitting here directly to my left is J. Carlos Curie, who is the chief strategy officer and general counsel of South by Southwest. So we are going to talk to you about large-scale events, obviously because of where we sit in Texas, but just generally, and some of the legal issues and intricacies behind bringing those deals together. I thought what we would do that made the most sense is to think about just the beginning stages of an event, so the bid award process all the way through maybe the after-action reporting and all of the roles and responsibilities of the business side and the legal side, since we're at a CLE. I think that way we'll divvy this up is we'll talk a little bit about Monica will serve as kind of the client aspect of this, and then obviously Carlos can jump in as a general counsel, and I'll jump in as my experience permits from the legal and the business side to kind of supplement the information that we'll provide to get. So we put together the outline with kind of that strategy and approach to this panel, and so obviously I know we'll save some time at the end for questions, but I think maybe a little bit different and off script to the extent we touch on something and you really have something to say about it or have a question about it, feel free to approach the microphone and ask during the presentation as well. So with that, we'll get started. Monica, will you please maybe spend a little time talking about your background, talk about your role, and talk about exactly what the Dallas Sports Commission does in establishing great events in Dallas, and maybe more broadly, North Texas. But I think that kind of as a backdrop, I remember in March of this year, I think, the Sports Business Journal said that Dallas is the number one sports city in the U.S., and maybe some people in here we'll have something to say about that, but I think that your reputation precedes you and what you guys have done at the commission. So talk about your role specifically, what the entity does, and how you bring events to the area.
Sure. Yeah. So at the end of December, I will have been in Dallas for 15 years. And as the head of the sports commission, really our main, we have three objectives, but the main one is to bring sporting events into the city, into the region that generate incremental tax dollars for those cities and regions. So for us, that looks, we host about 70 to 85 events a year. That could look anything like, well, cheerleading, volleyball with 117 courts at our convention center, to arm wrestling, to the NCAA Women's Final Four that we hosted in March, WrestleMania a few years ago in 2022. So a wide range of sports, kind of probably the biggest one we're working on now is the World Cup for 2026. The additional two items that we focus on is just continuing to position Dallas as a premier sports destination.